This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Your Bibles with me tonight. Our theme for tonight is Light of the World. Light of the World. Open your Bibles. We're going to pray before we go into the message. You know, I don't know. I make the schedule and then I put myself at the very end, you know, and it's like, what else am I going to say? But I believe God has something for somebody here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12 and verse 7. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. This is a word that the Lord impressed very strongly. Let's put our hands together for the choir. They dismissed themselves, since I refuse to dismiss them. We said the prison door is open. Escape. Amen. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. And it reads, it says, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And the chains fell off from his hands." Amen. The Bible says a light shined from above into the prison. And because of that light, chains were broken. There are many things the light of God does in a person's life. The light of God is the presence of God. Read in the scripture, both in the Old and in the New Testament. Whenever God shows up, you see a resplendent light. Very bright light represents the presence of God. So the presence of God shone into that prison, and every chain was broken. Can I tell you something tonight? The story of Peter in that text, when you read the whole of it, is a story of limitation layered by limitation. It's layers of limitation. Amen? First off, he was imprisoned. The gate was locked. Number one. Number two, not only was he in prison, locked in prison, the Bible says they had soldiers chained to him because he had a reputation for breaking jail. Prison break. He's broken prison before. So this time they said, we're going to secure him. So there was one soldier, his right arm was chained to a soldier, his left arm chained to another soldier, the right leg chained to a soldier, the left leg chained to a soldier. He was fully secured in prison. But the light of God, but for the light of God, the light of God shone in that prison, guess what? Every chain was broken. I don't care what has been limiting you up until now. The light of God has come to you. And every chain is broken. I say every chain is broken. Listen to me. The Bible says they that name the name of the Lord must not be silent. Part of the problem of the church is silent. You know, we have become a quiet church. It's only when we want to have fun that people's voices are loud. Amen. It's just for fun. I want you to rise to your feet. Because listen close, please. Many of us, I see a lot of faces here. Many of us have almost not missed any Holy Ghost night this year. Every festival of life service, you have been there. But this one will be a different one for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen close to me. The reason people are not making progress in life is because of limitations that are upon their lives. And one serious limitation in life is darkness. When you don't even know what to do, what do? Nothing. You don't know what to do. You are confused. The darkness has overwhelmed the person. They are confused. They don't even know the next thing to do. But the Bible says the light of God came. Well, yeah, that's not the topic for tonight. But in that story, the Bible says Peter already took off his shoes. There are two different interpretations to that. It could be that he was so confident, he said, I'm going to lay me down and sleep. Amen? And it could be that he just gave up. He said, there's no fight. No fight. He gave up, took off his shoes. Lord, tonight I see you. Because they're going to kill me in the morning. So when I wake up in the morning, I wake up in your presence. But every limitation that was put upon him, God took out of the way. His chains were broken. The doors were broken. He walked out of that jail and nothing could hold him back. You are going to pray tonight and say, Father.
Father.
Say it like you may. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus, every limitation upon my life, every chain of limitation, every fetters of limitation, be broken, be destroyed by the light. By the light of God, by your light tonight, I see light. Let your light destroy every limitation, every limiting factor in my life. Everything that has held me back, everything that has held me down, every chain be destroyed, every chain be broken. In the name of Jesus, my God and my King, let your light shine. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. The same way the light shone upon Peter, let your light shine upon me even tonight in the name of Jesus. Let pusa talia ragada anderebo shantalia in the name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty God. I give you praise. I give you glory. I worship you. I adore you. For Lord, there is none like you. None can compare to you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Sister Blessing, God bless you. That was a great time of worship in the presence of God. Please open to Psalm 18, and we're going to read 28 and 29. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, it's very important when you are praying that you are praying scripture. You know, people just talk and say, I'm just talking to my father. Okay, keep talking. If you don't have any strong reason, then what are you laying hold of? Listen to this. The Bible says, for thou, listen, this is David. For thou will light my candle. God will light your candle. Hallelujah. He said, for thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. David came to a conclusion that there are some dark areas in my life. Amen. It was Rumsfeld. How many of us remember Donald Rumsfeld? He was defense secretary during Bush. He said so, a lot of crazy things. He said there are some things we know. And there are some things we don't know. There are some things we know that we don't know. He said, but there are some other things that we don't know that we don't know. He just has a way with words. Amen. David came to a point in his life. He said, there are certain areas of my life that I lack understanding. That is the beginning of breakthrough. Some people lack understanding and they have settled with their ignorance. Amen. David said, God will light my candle and it will enlighten my darkness. Every dark area of your life. You know, it's in darkness that the evil people walk. Is that those dark areas that the enemy is afflicting lives. You are going to pray tonight and say, Father.
Father.
Say it like you mean. Say, Father,
Father.
In the name of Jesus, light my candle and enlighten my darkness. In the name of Jesus, no longer will I suffer in ignorance. In the name of Jesus, for thou, O Lord, will light my candle and thou will enlighten my darkness. In the name of Jesus, Thou, O Lord, will enlighten my darkness in the name of Jesus. No longer will I walk around confused, undecided, not knowing what to do, not knowing whether to turn to the left or to the right. But Thou, O Lord, will be my light, and by Your light I will see light in the name of Jesus. Thank You, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Verse 29. I love this. It's giving us the outcome of the enlightenment and the outcome of the light of God in the life of David. Listen to what he said. He said, for by thee, somebody say by thee. By God, by God. He said, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. It means I have scaled every limitation. Yes. Every wall that has shielded me in. Every wall that has prevented progress before now. He said, by your light, I have scaled over the obstacle. May you go over your obstacles in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what the Bible calls us? The Bible calls us overcomers. If there was nothing to overcome, why are you an overcomer? So there are obstacles, there are difficulties, there are challenges, there are troubles all around, there are tribulations. But David said, he said, by my God have I leaped over the wall. By God you will leap over every trouble. I said, by God you will leap over every enemy. By God you will leap over every obstacle. By God you will leap over your enemies. In the name of Jesus. By God. By God, by thee have I run through a troop. A troop. It means it doesn't matter how many oppositions I have, I will run through them. I will run through them. I will run through ignorance. I will come up on the other side knowledgeable in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up both hands to heaven and just say, Father, I thank you tonight. Jehovah, I give you praise. Mighty God, my deliverer, the faithful Father, the all and the mighty God, the one who was, the one who is, the one that will be forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. We're going to go into the word now. Listen. One of the things that I've seen is that in the church, in any church, the same preacher, the same choir, the same ushers, the same everything, attending to everybody, the same way, some people just seem to be getting ahead than some other people. It just seems like when a word comes, the word is only happening for some people, and some other people are saying, but me too, I'm here. How come things are not happening? Why is it that is these same people that are always sharing testimonies? Amen? Listen, Sister Wumi led us in prayer earlier. Psalm 119 and verse 130. Psalm 119 and verse 130. It says, the entrance of the word is what gives light. If there is a gate at the door of your heart and the word cannot enter, there is no light. The entrance of thy words does what? It gives light. It gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Unto the simple. Amen. Please rise to your feet. This part is very important. This is very important. You are praying for yourself because the word is coming. When it comes, if it doesn't find an entrance, then there is no light. If there is no light, darkness rules. If darkness rules, confusion continues. Pray tonight. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word gain entrance into my heart. I open my heart unto you. Come, Lord, let your word come. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you pray for yourself? Jesus says, I'm at the door of your heart and I am knocking. If any man will open the door unto me, I will come in and sup with him. Jesus wants to sup with you tonight. He wants to dine with you. Open the door of your heart to him and you will have a great time together tonight. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. Our scripture for the month of December is John chapter 8 and verse 12. John chapter 8 and the 12th verse. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What a bold statement. It says, I am the light of the world, and anyone that does not follow me is in darkness. Amen. But those that follow me, said they shall have the light of life. Always, please listen to this. Always, when you read the Bible, think of context. Amen? Think of context. Who is speaking? Who is he speaking to? And what is the circumstance in which he's addressing them? Before you can apply the text to yourself, you must know the meaning of the text to the people it was said to. Otherwise, your interpretation will be misguided. And that's what you see today. People just make the Bible say anything they want it to say. Why? Because understanding of context is missing. Amen? The setting here was in Jerusalem. And during this particular time when Jesus said this, it was during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. So what Jesus said to those people had more meaning to them than it has to us today. And if you don't understand that cultural context, you will just be interpreting and be making, you'll be happy with yourself that you have done a good exegesis of Scripture. But listen, so it was during the Feast of Tabernacles. What is the Feast of Tabernacles? If the Feast of Tabernacles is one of the seven feasts that God mandated for the children of Israel. And this particular one is the seventh feast. It's also called the Feast of Ingathering, the Feast of Booths, and all of these things. But what is it about? It is a time that they remember what God did for them when they were in the wilderness. Amen? And during this time, there are a number of things, unique things that happen. In the temple, and all of this, the basis for this you will find in the Old Testament, but we're not going there now. So what happens during the Feast of Tabernacles? Everybody comes to the temple, and everyone that comes, they bring pure olive oil. And they have huge basins, you know, around the temple where everybody brings their oil and they pour the oil. Huge. So what they do is almost like a bonfire. Amen. So they light it up, and at night, oh my goodness. Have you ever seen one of those, I don't know what you call it now, those huge lights, you know, at night. It might be like 10 miles away, but you can see the light. Those beamers, is that what it's called? Beamers, you know, flood light is what I will call it. I'm from, like Casablanca, beamers. Those huge lights, that's sort of what you see. So anywhere you were in Jerusalem, you see those lights. It's blazing. Everywhere is bright at night. Can you imagine that context? Jesus comes to them and says, I am the light of the world. They'll be like, what light? There's plenty of light all around. You know, and at a particular time he was talking to these people, when you read from verse 1, the Bible says he just came down from Mount Olives. He had gone to the Mount Olives to pray all night, and he just came down. And as he was coming down, they met him at the foot of the hill with the story of the woman caught in adultery. So he attended to that, and having attended to that, he went to the temple. So give and take, all of this happened maybe like 10 o'clock, you know, 11 in the morning. Context. So 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, in the Middle East, in the desert, what do you think the sun is saying? Biting? The sun is up high and is telling them, I am the light of the world. Now you understand why some of them felt it was crazy. They were like, what are you talking about? The light? There's light everywhere. The sun is blazing in the sky and you say you are the light? And if I don't have you, I'm in darkness. It's bright noonday. What you talking about, man? Amen? And at night, they think even at night, you know, I can understand if it was any other time of the year that at night I need a lamp to walk around. But at night, during the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days, there is floodlights at night. Everywhere is bright. But Jesus said to them, he says, I, Jesus, I am the light of the world. And anyone that does not have me is walking in darkness. Friends, the question you must ask yourself, first of all, is two things. Two things in that statement. We know who Jesus is. Jesus is the one speaking here. He talks about light and he talks about darkness. And then he relates it to their life. So the first thing is, let's ask ourselves, what is darkness? Darkness is simple. Darkness is the absence of light. It's not too hard to understand. If you want darkness, remove light. If we turn off all the light here, you'll be amazed. Pitch dark. Darkness is simply the absence of light. So if you say someone is in darkness, it means they lack light. It's just as simple as that. And in that context, and in our context today, what does darkness represent? Bomi? Darkness. When you think darkness, evil. Darkness. Tomi? You say evil? Wickedness too. Wicked people, you know, they operate on that. The thought of darkness is thought of negativity. Negativity. And you know what I've realized about darkness? What I realized about darkness? Darkness is encapsulating. Darkness is engulfing. Think about this. And as I was driving home yesterday night, this came very, very clear to me. When you are driving at night on a dark road, no street light, nothing. You're driving down the street. Your headlights are on. Amen. You can only see as far as the light. Beyond the light is darkness. And as you drive into the darkness, right, your light is showing you the path, but as you drive through it, you leave darkness behind you. And immediately you turn off your headlights, guess what? Darkness envelopes heavy. Heavy. The only cure for darkness is light. There is no explanation. Oh, let's be nice. Let's be politically correct. Let's be loving. Let's be accepting. There is no solution for darkness except light. Darkness only bows to light. Darkness seemingly works like backwards. Because let's say this room was dark and you turn on a flashlight, the darkness goes like that and surrounds the light. You turn off the light, it soaks it takes over the place. Friends, your life and my life can only be meaningful when the light of God is shining through it. And that is the point Jesus was making to them. He says, in him, John chapter 1 and verse 4, we talked about it earlier on. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. It means without that life, number one, you're dead. Number two, you're in darkness. Darkness, another thing darkness represents is death. Amen? Hallelujah. Where before anything began, In the story of creation, and I think 2-3 people have said this already, but listen to this. It's very instructive. Even the Almighty God, when he came on the scene, the Bible says there was darkness everywhere and the whole place was void. It was nothing, emptiness. Guess what? The first thing God did was to speak light to be. I prophesy to your life tonight that the light of God will shine in and through you in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. There was something Pastor Joy said earlier. So true. So true. If I carry light, if I am the light, isn't that what the Bible says? Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14. He said, I am the light. He said, if ye are the light of, he said, nobody lights a candle and puts it under a bushel. Isn't that what he says? Say, ye are the light of the world. Amen. He said, let men see your good works that they can give glory to your Father which is in heaven. So if I am the light of the world, anywhere I show up, darkness must disappear. Light does not struggle with darkness. I did the illustration for them in the office. When you get to your house now, if you are the energy minded type, every light should be off. So when you get home, boom. Do you see light struggling to push darkness out? Say, darkness, move, 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 move. Yeah, that's how we pray. So darkness, move, move. It's not moving anywhere. You need light for darkness to move. Without light, you can pray from now till tomorrow. Darkness is not going anywhere. The only panacea for darkness is the light of God. Is the light of God. How do I gain access to this light? How do I gain access to this light? The Bible says, in him was life. And his life was the light of men. Light is only in Christ. Amen? And the word, the Bible says, in the beginning, right? John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. It says that same word is life. Yeah? And that life is light. So it means when I have the word, when the word of God gains entrance into my life, light has just entered my life. You know, tonight, some people received a word of prophecy. Yeah? When that word comes from God, comes to you, and you are able to receive it, guess what? It answers some questions in your life. And what does it do? It brings clarity to your life. The entrance of God, of the word of God, into a man's life or into a woman's life brings light. Brings light. You know something exciting that happened? I've shared this testimony before. There's a couple that I've been meeting with. I've spoken. I've done everything that I know to do. Everything. And then one came to me and said, you know what? Pastor, I've made up my mind. There's nothing that is going to change it. I'm getting a divorce. So, as a matter of fact, I already spoke to a lawyer. So before you start counseling me, all the hours of counseling has not worked. I'm getting a divorce. Amen? But guess what? One faithful Sunday, the word of the Lord came. The word entered into the heart. And guess what? The individual went home and told the spouse, he said, I forgive you. I'm not leaving you anymore. I forgive you. You know what happened? The word of God gained entrance into the heart. And when the word entered into the heart, it illuminated every dark area of the life. But the problem today is, listen to this. Listen to this. Have you ever run water over plastic before? Does it retain water? It just runs off. Yeah? It just runs off. Many hearts have become hardened that the word of God can no longer penetrate. the first miracle that must happen in your life and in my life is a heart transplant. The Bible says, in those days, he will give them hearts of flesh for hearts of stone. And these are the days that he was talking about. Praise the Lord. Some people say, oh, I've been in church all my life. I've been going to church. My church is just, there's nothing there. True for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are not lying. For you, there's nothing there. Why? Because if a heart is made of stone, if the word of God hit it, guess what? It will shatter it, and God doesn't want to destroy it. Amen? The number one thing that must happen is there must be a change of heart. When there's a change of heart, and the word of God is able to gain access into that life, then transformation begins. Transformation begins. You know, by the grace of God, been doing this for some time now. I've seen lives change and I've seen life remain and some worsen. Amen? The same pastor, the same anointing, the same choir, the same group of ministers, the same everything. But when a heart has refused or is blocked, has shut itself against the word of God, there is no penetration. No penetration. I want you to bow your hearts tonight and just ask. That's the number one thing that needs to happen before anything else can take place. Say, Father. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, purge my heart. Cleanse my heart. In the name of Jesus. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, cleanse me. Purge me. Purge me of every carnality. Purge me of every vain thing. That your word may gain entrance into my heart. Everything that is blocking off your word. Lord, purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Purge me. Purge me, Lord, that your word may come alive. That your word may come alive. That your word may come alive in me. That your word may bring about a transformation, a transformation, a transformation, a transformation. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ke la brodo shantala bakuro dogo dogo dogo. E brondaria bakuro dobo shantala bakuro dogo dogo dogo. Se talaba. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. The Lord will give you a new heart. The Lord will give you a new heart. The Lord will renew your heart. In the name of Jesus. The word of God will always find entrance into your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, the Bible says, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, and I'm going to close with this. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 said, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light. God is light. God is light. Final answer. End of discussion. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. So if I have Christ in me, if I have the hope of glory in me, I have light, and there cannot be darkness at all in my life. And that's exactly what Jesus was saying to them. When he was speaking to them, telling them that I am the light of the world, and that except a man follows me, that man will be in darkness. What he was saying to them was a spiritual thing, but also a physical thing. And I'll explain that to you real quick. He says, I am the light of the world. Because I am here, that is why gross darkness has not covered the earth yet. And guess what? When he was leaving, he put himself in his disciples. And he said, as many as believed in him were given the power to become sons of God. So the moment we became sons of God, we became carriers of that light. So when Jesus comes and raptures the saints, guess what? Gross darkness will cover the earth. Then Satan will be able to have unfettered, unlimited control over people's mind. The only limitation he has today is the saints that are praying. When the saints get taken out of the way, then the Antichrist can fully reveal himself. And guess what? Nobody can stop him. Nobody. Nobody. You are in a privileged place. I am in a privileged place. Amen. Privileged place to be the light of God. Especially if you have accepted him. Amen. But there are many people. There's a covering cast. And the covering cast can be seen. The covering cast can be seen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 25 verse 7. He said, upon Mount Zion, he said, the cast shall be destroyed. And the veil shall be ripped apart. That's what the scripture says. He said, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over the people. And the veil that is spread over all nations. Friends, one of the things that puts a cast, a covering, over the light of a person, a believer, is sin. You say, how do you mean, Pastor? So people know you that you are born again. Oh, sister this, brother that, whatever. Okay? And then you begin to act up. What do they say? Oh, and he calls himself a Christian. A cast has been placed over that light. That light is dimmed because of sin. Everything that may be covering or dimming your light, the Lord will get out of the way today. In the mighty name of Jesus. But as I close tonight, listen to this. Listen to this. There's a burden I have in my heart now. A huge burden. I have seen that the church of Christ has become so selfish. The church is not Christ-centered. The church is self-centered. And that includes you. As you are saying yes. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm talking about yourself. Think about your prayer. If I ask you, give me, I'm going to Nigeria. I'm going to Holy Ghost Congress. I'm going to be meeting with the general overseer. We're going to be praying. And God, his express mail to heaven. Give me 3 prayer requests. What do you think they will be? Be honest. I, me, and myself. Me, myself, and I. Any other version? It's all about me. It's all about me. Think about it. Financial breakthrough. You know, and for those of us from Africa, all the demons that are following me, deliverance, it's still about me. Promotion, name it. Healing in my body, it's all about me. It's all about me. Nobody, I can guarantee you, I've been getting prayer requests. In fact, I've done this before. In fact, what I did back then was, I told everybody, if there was a postmaster from heaven, somebody from heaven has come and is taking letters to God. What letter would you write? I said, everybody write. And everybody wrote, I do those things just so I can gauge where everybody is. When I read those letters to God, I'm like, wow, God will be like, these people, are they really like me? have they taken on somebody? Listen, this is what I'm saying. The church has become very self-centered. I can guarantee you nobody will put a request there that pray that I may know Jesus more. Nobody will say, I remember Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the fellowship of his suffering. I don't want to know fellowship of suffering. I just want to know progress. I want to know glory. I want to shine. I want to reign in life. The church has become self-centered. Self-centered. I've had this burden for some time. Look at all the prayers of Apostle Paul. There is no prayer for prosperity. He will commend them for their love. Say, you are in our prayers. We keep praying for you. We pray for this, we pray for that. It is that they may know God. That they may know Christ. Unashamedly, we don't preach Christ and we are proud of it. Let me ask you, how many of us believe we are the light of God? You know the opposite of not raising your hand. So how many of us believe I'm a light of God? I'm a light of God. Okay. So as a light, my light should be lighting others. Yeah? And that is what happens when I evangelize. I'm lighting somebody else. I'm giving them, I'm sharing that light. When was the last time you won a soul? If I, okay, forget about winning any soul. Okay? You have not won any. Okay. I understand. I get it. When was the last time you spoke to anybody about Christ? You sat them down and you are telling them about what Christ has done for you. When was the last time? When was the last time you prayed and said, Lord, give me boldness to be able to preach the gospel? When was the last time it was a thought in your mind that this person that does not know Christ is going to hell? And what am I going to do about it? It's all about me. It's all about me. Pastor, please pray for me. Pray for me. I have this exam. I pray for you. God will give you success in that exam. Why does he do those things? He does those things to prove to you that he loves you. So that my love for you is not in question. It's your love for me that has a big question mark on it. Amen? Please rise to your feet tonight. I pray that as the year is coming to an end, we will have a change of heart. We have prayed for a heart transplant. We have prayed for God to purge our hearts and purge our consciences. Why don't you pray a different prayer tonight? Pray that God will give you boldness to be the light that lights others. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to him. Go ahead and talk to him. You see, we are not passionate about that one. It's only the financial breakthrough that we are passionate about. That you may be a light that quenches darkness. That you will be the light that exterminates darkness and put that light in others and share that light with others. That by your light, others may see light. In the name of Jesus. That by my light, Lord, others may see light. Lord, let my light so shine before men that they will see you. They may see my good works and see you and be drawn to you. In the name of Jesus, let my light shine and light other people. In the name of Jesus. Le katanimam dororobo shantalababa. Je prokosata katanimam dororobo shantaliaragada. In the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, Jehovah. Let your light shine, Jehovah. Let your light shine, Jehovah, upon my life. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, one of the things that the Lord spoke to my heart for this meeting tonight is that his spotlight is going to be on certain people. I don't know who they are, but I pray that I'm one of them. I praise the Lord. I have noticed that spotlight usually, when it's upon a person, is usually for good. It's a good example. Amen. God will present you to the world. You will become an example of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Amen. Our general overseer, Pastor Ie Adeboye, without a doubt, there's a spotlight on him. And that spotlight has drawn many to Christ. Even Muslims attend the camp in Nigeria. Why? Because they have seen a light and they are drawn to the light. They are drawn to the light. Amen. May the spotlight of God be upon you. Amen. And may that light attract others. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May that spotlight attract especially those that are in darkness. Amen. Because when they come into that light, they cannot longer carry darkness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you praise. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the light of the world. Lord, you came that we may have light. That day we receive that light. We receive that light. Said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Said you are come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, it said other words with that you have come that we may have light and have it more abundantly. Lord, I pray for your abundant light, your resplendent light upon your people, upon your church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your light shine through us. Let men see us and let them catch fire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let our lives become a witness. Let our light become a witness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, mighty God. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I can tell you this as a matter of fact. The communion is an ordinance that can change and transform lives. Amen. Many testimonies. Listen to this. The disciples of Jesus that were cowardly, Jesus shared this communion with them. They turned the world upside down or right side up, as however you would like to put it. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they continued in the apostles' doctrine, going from house to house, doing what? Breaking bread. They were having communion, breaking bread. They went from house to house. No wonder there was such power in the church, the early church. So much, tremendous power. As you partake of the communion tonight, I don't want you to be selfish. Amen? I don't want you to be selfish. Amen. Pray that the power you receive tonight will be the power to touch lives and transform lives. Amen. Not far away, not power just for. Breakthroughs will come. It will come. Healings will come. It's a given. It's a given. It will come. So as we come to the Lord's table tonight, I want you to bow your heart. I want you to bow your heart and begin to talk to the Lord. The Bible says when we come to the Lord's table like this, every man, every woman should examine themselves. Why are we examining ourselves? If there's any unclean thing.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.